My hands-on career to become a placer gold miner started in the spring of 1936 when Ernest N. Patty hired me to fill the position of chief accountant for his dredging operation on Coal Creek and Woodchopper. During my tenure there, which ended at the end of the mining season in 42, due to the war and the government shutting down all gold mining operations, I learned a great deal about operating dredges. This experience was to be very valuable in later years. Placer gold mining resumed for me after the war when a partnership was formed called Yukon Placer Mining Company. This came about in early 1946. Chuck Herbert, Leonard Stampy, Harold Schmidt, and I became partners. These other men had been mining before the war and had ground on Jack Wade Creek, and Herbert had tied up ground on Walker's Fork. Jack Wade empties into Walker's Fork, and Walker's Fork dumps into the 40-mile river structure. So in the spring of 1946, we went to have a talk with George Preston because we had ordered a couple of D8 Cats complete with dozers, and at that time we ordered them. We didn't know where we were going to get the money to pay for them, but we figured that by talking, sweet talk to Mr. Preston, we could get a line of credit, because after all, they were selling the two cats. So when we went in and talked to Mr. Preston, he said, well, how much do you boys want? Well, we said, we're going to need about $80,000. This is in 1946. Roll that one around. Anyway, he didn't bat an eye, and he listened to the rest of our tale, and he said, well, why don't you boys come back with some paperwork and lay it out as to what you're going to do and when you're going to repay it and so on. And so we left his office and rushed right home and started getting things done. The next day we were right back talking to him again, and we had agreed to repay the money in 3 years, fairly optimistic.